seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لما سئل عن الجص يوقد عليه بالعذرة وعظام الموتى ثم يجسس به المسجد أيسجد عليه؟ إن الماء والنار قد طهراه.
إمام موسى الكاظم عليه السلام was once asked about the gypsum that is burned along with dried excrements and bone ash and then used to plaster a mosque, and whether prostration on such plaster is allowed. He replied, "Verily, water and fire from the kilning process have purified it."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim urged his companions in his conversations and dialogues to take account of themselves and to ponder over their deeds. Imam al-Kazim says in this conversation with his companions, His Eminence says, "He who does not reckon, take account of himself every day, does not belong to us. If they perform a good deed, they must increase that good deed. And if they perform evil deeds, they must repent for those evil deeds and ask Allah to forgive them." And so here, dear friends, this is one of the probably one of the most important things that we can implement in our daily lives. That is to take account of ourselves every day. For there is a saying in Islam that says, take account of yourself before you are taken account of. By Allah, of course, is what is being said here. But here we must take account of ourselves and what we do on a daily basis. Of course, if we perform good deeds, when we take into account what we did during the day and we find that we perform good deeds, we thank the Almighty Allah for giving us the grace and the blessings in order to do these good deeds. And likewise, we must increase those good deeds. And on the other hand, if we find that throughout our day, perhaps consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, willingly or unwillingly, we end up performing an evil deed, we end up committing a sin, we end up doing something bad, well, in that instance and in that situation, we must repent and ask forgiveness from Allah for having committed that certain sin, that certain error. And likewise, we should try to prevent ourselves from doing that sin again. And so in this very short dialogue and conversation between Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam and his companions, we really find a world of knowledge and wisdom. And if on a daily basis it is difficult for us to take account of ourselves, well, at least one day a week for that specific day, we should try our best to take ourselves into account, of course, before we are taken account of by the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh Shia Imam, is also known as Babul Hawaij, which means that the door to the desires and the Hajat for us. This title became very famous for the Imam because of how he would attend to the people and respond to the people in Medina. It's been reported that Imam had two doors. One was a door was in the front and the door in the back. And usually the back door was always open to any time. Those whosoever have any need, have any desire, would attend to the Imam. And also it's been reported that after the sad martyrdom, after the sad shahada of the Imam, his chamber, his gravesite, his shrine became the door of fulfillment of desires, and it stands as of today as well.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah and God bless you all.